Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shimanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, January 3rd, 2021. I'm Atef Erfani hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Or if you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, dear listeners, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And congratulations to our Christian listeners on the occasion of the New Year 2021. May peace prevails all over the earth and the coronavirus leaves the earth as soon as possible. Amen. Dear listeners, stay with us until the end of the program. We are with you with so many letters and emails from around the world. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very useful and important to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers in our radio. These reception reports, as you may know, enable us to provide a better service to our dear listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report normally will be receiving a QSL card from us in IRIB English Radio. However, these days, unfortunately, with the outbreak of coronavirus around the world, please don't expect a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of our radio is temporarily halted due to the pandemic. But as soon as the virus is controlled around the world and the protocols, the health and hygienic protocols are removed, we will be back on track and send you QSL cards and the promotional items of IRIB English Radio. And here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Rafan Ahmad from India, Salvatore Righi from Italy, and Ivan A. Zeleny from Russia. Rafan, Salvatore, and Ivan. We want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And a million thanks to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us emails and letters, most of them congratulating the Christian New Year 2021 and Christmas, which I mention some of their names here, including Chris Malbo from Canada, one of our regular listeners. Also, Jayanta Chakrabarty from India, also one of our regular listeners, have sent us emails. And we have an email from Jyrki Hitonen from Finland has sent us an email. Krister Brunstorm from Sweden and Robens Fraz Pedroso from Brazil. All of them are regular listeners, have sent us emails. Thank you all. Dear listeners, stay with us until the end of the program. During the program, I will read these kind messages just after the music. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special. And actually, this is the first edition of Listeners Special in 2021. The first letter, actually the first email, is from Chris Malbouf from Canada. Chris Malbouf is one of our regular listeners who says, "Hello and greetings from British Columbia, Canada. It's been quite some time since we've spoken, and I would like to share some of my Christmas childhood memories. When I was growing up, I used to have Christmas dinner with my great-grandmother, who has passed on for 10 years, and I would open the presents. Last night, I had turkey for dinner, and my guess is that you don't eat turkey in Iran as the New Year dinner, do you? I'm not sure what will be my New Year's plan with COVID-19, but I will think of something. I hope to tune in to your session soon and send in my thoughts. First of all, salam and greetings to you, Chris Malbo from Canada, British Columbia. And many thanks for writing to IRIB English Radio. Also, many thanks for sharing your Christmas experience to us and our dear listeners around the world. Of course, as you said, childhood memories are the best memories of one's life, and it was nice. You said you used to have your Christmas dinner with your great-grandmother. That's great. And also open your presents. That's great. And it seems that you had turkey for dinner. It's nice. I love it. Turkey is one of my favorite dish, but as you said, in Iran, people don't have turkey for the New Year. In Iran, we celebrate our New Year, actually. Iranian Muslims, the majority of Iran consists of Muslims who celebrate Nowruz as the New Year and have different kinds of dishes like reshte polo. As the main dish of the New Year, which starts in the spring, as you may know it. But Iranians eat turkey in different occasions. It's not a special kind of meal in Iran, but people normally eat it in Iran. Anyway, thank you. Thanks a lot. We wish you a very happy New Year 2021 with peace, joy, love, and everything you desire. Thank you again. Write to us soon, and we are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. Also from India, we have an email from Jayanta Chakrabarty. Jayanta Chakrabarty from India is one of our regular listeners who says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, I take this opportunity to wish all members at IRIB and their families a very happy and merry Christmas. May the coming year 2021 be full of happiness and promises, leaving behind all the dark patches of 2020. I'm sure the new year will bring a new listening experience from IRIB English Radio. Stay safe, stay healthy. Salam and greetings to you, Jayanta Chakrabarty from India." We do express our appreciation for this congratulation message, and also we wish you and all our dear listeners around the world, our Christian listeners, of course, a very happy New Year 2021. But as you may know, most of Iranian population consists of Muslims, and we celebrate our New Year in spring, and Nowruz is the start of the new year we celebrate in the spring. Thanks a lot. But we have minorities in our country. We have Armenian minorities and Ashuri minorities, which celebrate the new year 2021. And we wish them and also our Christian friends around the world a very happy 2021 year. Anyway, Jayanta Chakrabarty, many thanks for writing to IRIB English Radio. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. Stay tuned, please. as I'm watching, you know, there are lots of emails and letters congratulating the 2021 New Year. And here we have an email from Rubens Ferraz Pedroso from Brazil, who says, "Thank you so much for the Christmas message. I wish an excellent 2021 for all the people around the world, especially when we all are grappling with the coronavirus pandemic. Stay safe and well." Rubens Ferraz Pedroso from Brazil, greetings to you, and thank you for this congratulation message. We also wish you a very happy 2021, and also we wish all our listeners around the world a very happy 2021 with peace, joy, and love. And our prayer is always this, getting rid of coronavirus pandemic, as you said. You also, Rubens Ferraz Pedroso from Brazil, stay safe and healthy. Write to us soon, Rubens Ferraz Pedroso from Brazil. And from Sweden, we have an email from one of our regular listeners. This email is from Krister Brandstorm. Krister Brandstorm says, "Dear radio friends, we most certainly celebrate Christmas and New Year in very much a different way as we stay at home and avoid contacts with other people. But apart from that, we try to celebrate, as we always do, with good food, presents, and long walks. For the new year, we obviously hope that the new vaccines will put an end to this dreadful disease. So there are many hopes for a better 2021. Kind regards." Salam and greetings to you, Krister Brandstorm from Sweden. And thanks a lot for writing to us in IRB English Radio. We wish you a very happy New Year 2021. And thank you for writing this congratulation message. As I have said several times, we have, at this time, at this moment, we have only one prayer: to get rid of coronavirus, as you said. Thanks a lot, and write to us soon. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other congratulation messages from around the world. Stay tuned, please. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Finland. This email is from Jyrki Hitonen. Jyrki Hitonen says, "Nice to hear from you and from Iran. This year has been a different one, a difficult year. So we do hope the new year will be a better one. This year was marked by COVID-19. That was a pandemic. We have been living in a quiet life this year. Christmas was this year a different one. Fortunately, we were able to see most of the children who live nearby by staying outside and walking with them. For the first time, Santa Claus did not visit their house. Children were a little disappointed that Santa did not come in person but had left presents at the door outside the house. Also, New Year will be a different one. Normally, me and my wife, Ayla, celebrate New Year with friends, have late dinner, and later in the evening, close to midnight, go out to see the fireworks show in the town. This year, there will be no friends, no fireworks show, no public gatherings. So we will probably go to have a bonfire in the forest and make sausage in the bonfire and have some coffee. May some friends can come to visit us outside. This year has shown us that friends and other people are important. Also, this pandemic has shown us once again that all people in the world are in the same boat. We have to take care of each other and take common measures that is against global warming. I wish that all are well and safe. The new year has come, and we wait for Nowruz and hope things will get better till then. Happy New Year to all those who celebrate." And thank you a lot, Jyrki Hitonen, for writing such a nice email to us. We wish you in Finland, and we wish for you and your family a very happy 2021, a very nice new year, and thank you for waiting for Nowruz that is being celebrated in Iran and some other Asian countries. Thanks a lot for writing to us. We wish you a very happy New Year 2021. Write to us soon. And I have to rush because the time tells me we have to skip to this week's section of interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Let's take a listen.
Yes, I'm from the UK, and I'm interested in radio and radio broadcast, and I have an interest in journalism as well as history and current affairs. Well, I enjoy activities like reading and traveling and music. These are my interests. I think they were very good, very professional, professionally made. And I think for me, I think I learned a lot about my own country and my own society and politics in the West, which didn't allow me to learn anything about because it was so filtered and so controlled, and there was so much disinformation on the news media. You never really knew the truth. But RIB told me things, you know that were happening and why they happened in the USA and in the UK and in Western politics in general. So I think it's a valuable having an alternative view, which is a bit more creative and not so much censored by the corporations. Well, all I can say is keep enjoying and listening to RIB, you know, because there's not many stations that give you such a wide, varied reporting service in terms of what is actually really happening in the world today in terms of politics, because all the Western media is controlled and filtered and sanitized and manipulated, you know, for their own ends, you know. So they don't want you to know the truth. But I think if you listen to RIB, you know, you start learning why things happen and who's behind the news and all the different machinations of politics. But, I think it's important, you know, so you can learn about politics and about culture.
Well, dear listeners, here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Many thanks for being with us and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programmes. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with RIB English Radio.